What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure. A lot of men at that event last night.
A lot. Ooh, they was looking good.
Good.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. It's your girl, B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
Girl,
get them damn toes.
No, they've been asking for the bottom of my feet on my close friends.
Braylon, move that so she don't be looking at that the whole time. Thank you.
Oh. Okay. They had to flip the thing.
I am traumatized by your feet.
Really? Why?
I can't say why without implicating myself in a negative way.
Why? Tell me. Ooh, what happened with my feet?
Your feet.
What did they do?
You were freaking... We were at that comedy club in Orlando, and I'm bugging, and your feet... You were doing the thing where you separate your toes and you were walking. And because everything is like amplified, they were like.
Coming towards your face.
I was like.
That's ridiculous. And y'all know I wear a 10 already, so.
And she can separate her toes.
You want to see?
Oh my God.
Ooh, it's a little toe jam. But they be asking for my feet on close friends. And it's like, okay, how much you going to get me for my toes?
Why do you think they like your feet on close friends?
Because the people have feet fetishes and it's weird.
And you do it.
What? I be like.
Cash at me.
See my big soul. Ooh, you like getting your toes sucked?
Who?
Do you like
getting your toes sucked? Oh, who told you that?
No, he didn't. Like, what?
Drinker. Like, who told you that? It's like I'm asking.
I don't really like it. You do? You love it.
I didn't say that.
I cannot
confirm nor deny. It's my business.
A toe suck is just too much.
Well, your feet, yeah, I bet.
Bitch, don't do me. Because your pinky toe.
My pinky toe is non-existing. So you can barely suck it. There's barely, I think God was like, oh shit. And threw a little something in there so I didn't look crazy.
Oh Lord, she's coming out the womb. Give her a toe.
My pinky toes are literally, they don't touch the ground. Am I lying?
Sorry.
Do my pinky toes touch the ground?
No.
They don't. They're that tiny that they.
What is wrong with you? They're cute. You have nice feet. I wear a 10. She wears a 4.
And kids. Cheap shoes. Listen, if anybody would like to sponsor.
Y'all, come on.
With sneakers. If I could get any, if I could just have every.
You're going to have that. Watch.
I will.
You'll get a Nike deal or something.
I will.
Or Adidas. That'll be so hard.
I will. I'm going to create shoes too. I'm going to have like Travis Scott's.
Fire.
It'll be Megan Ashley's.
Ooh.
Please, I could create a dope ass shoe.
Them in my size.
Well, everyone has the shoe in your size. You just don't like shoes.
I do.
You wear the same Balenciaga shoes over and over.
And now I wear the. As soon as I buy something, I wear it every day. Those Dunks are my favorite. I wear them every day.
So if anybody, if you have a sneaker store, you trying to get your
shoe. Plug. Can you start the clock, Warren? Sorry. Thank you so
much. We will shout you out because I love sneakers.
Yeah.
Sneakers are my favorite thing.
I love when you dress like my with sneakers language. Too. Really?
Flowers and sneakers.
Peonies.
Peonies. I love some peonies. They're so cool.
I knew that.
What's your favorite flower?
I like roses. Yeah. Roses.
I feel like you're a lily girl.
What's a lily?
Not that.
I was about to say, I like sunflowers. Really? We already talked about that already.
What?
I like the way they look. I think they make, like, oh, those look happy.
B didn't know that sunflower seeds.
Shut up. I was about to say that, and I stopped myself.
She didn't know that sunflower seeds came from sunflowers.
Did y'all know that?
Yes. Yes.
Go so y'all spam. Knew corn was popcorn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Go I do spam not think her page right now. That.
Y'all trying to act like y'all know.
They did.
No. Raylan? Corn on the cob is popcorn. The average mind does not know that.
It's corn. Popcorn. It's corn that popped. What do you... What's the confusion?
Did y'all know that? Be honest. Sir. Did you know it was actual corn? You did not know that. Yeah. You had no idea. What about you? Tell the truth.
Warren?
Did okay. you, Jay? Tell the truth. The truth. Wow. Everybody knew. What's your name? Dummy? We got a dummy on the team. There can only be one dummy. And that's me. Too many dumb dumbs around here. I'm the only dumb dumb.
Too many dumb dumbs in the team. Wait, well, why the hell did you know?
Right, that's why you got no sneaker deal. I'm just kidding. I'm not calling you a dummy. But
she's like, I'm projecting. I'm actually I'm projecting. Dumb.
I'm dumb. I'm not dumb. Watch your words.
You're
I was ignorant to the fact.
Ignorant. Ooh, foolish.
Jesus.
A fool.
You are making my ass itch.
I was ignorant to the fact.
To the fact. Yeah, okay.
Am I making your ass itch or have you or showered?
Let's not talk about that. No, I haven't been showering lately. I've had no choice.
Yeah.
Fucking shitty booty.
Shitty booty. You've been on the toilet all damn day. You have to shit. When you've been shitting all day.
It's, where is the nearest water?
You need a bidet.
Y'all.
You need to rinse it off. I don't care how much you wipe.
Baby, I almost Instacarted baby wipes to my house. I was like, this thin, you know, the thin ass tissue.
Yeah.
I have in my house.
Yeah. It did. Well, yeah. And that was, ooh wee, that experience at your house. I said.
Megan said, I'm going to the bathroom. Don't talk to me. Don't text
and
me.
And do not come in here.
And don't come in here.
For at least
she walked out
a day.
And said, I'm about to go.
I said, I would give it some time before you go back in there. She still got tape on the toilets. And
she said, can I take this tape off?
I said, if I were you, I would remove the tape before I get on this toilet.
Did y'all know my house is still going under renovation? Still, yes.
And she had that. There ain't nothing worse when you go on this. You have to go to the bathroom and they get to the and it's that thin at you're rapping and rapping and rapping and rapping
and
rapping
then as soon as you wipe it rips.
It rips.
Ooh, gee, why? I don't
and
know
then,
why I bought that.
I'm not even going into it.
What?
When you wipe if you are egregious with
if
that
it's
wipe
not thick enough.
If you're too rough and it rips, now you got a shitty palm.
And you literally.
And if you're acting like that never happened to you. Tell the truth and shame the devil. That has happened to everyone.
Y'all.
Where you're like, fuck.
This is disgusting.
Now I gotta
you're
wash
literally
my hands.
Like, damn it.
And I have three kids, so I've changed a lot of shitty ass. And the second some shit gets under your nail bed.
Oh, Lord.
It takes days to get your hand out to smell like ass.
It takes days.
I'm like, are you kidding me? No, seriously, you're like, what the fuck is that smell? And then you're like, ooh.
It's my fucking finger. Excuse my language. Trying to stop guessing. Well.
Shout out to your shitty booty.
Yeah. My stomach's been going through some changes.
God's working it out. God's working it out. If he can heal you, he can heal me. You have he to will. Believe. But I'm still shitting. So healing time is different per person.
God's time.
It's on God's time, not your time. You can be shitty for a day, you can be shitty for a year. But either way, joy comes in...
The morning.
The morning. Is it the morning or the morning?
Ooh, Lord.
What does the Bible say? I don't know if it's morning, M-O-R.
Both.
Or morning.
You have to find joy in the morning. Lord. Oh, my goodness, Megan. Your mind. Lord, you have joy to find joy in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
It comes in the morning.
Because how do you know joy if you've never experienced
morning? Lord, have mercy.
I don't know what light is. if I've never experienced darkness.
Duality. Why do we giggle and then get so deep?
It's like, well, not
relax. It's like, did Dre come in the morning or the morning? Both. That's the Bible. It's just so, it's like, he could have said, joy comes when you wake up. God, almighty. All this got to think.
All this got to use my brain.
Got to use my brain. Joy comes when you wake up after the night.
At 12:01.
At 12:01. Dusk.
Ooh, dusk. Mm.
But y'all, welcome back. Did we even talk to y'all? Hey, y'all. We be in our own little world. We're here. Know for sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
It's my best friend of 20 years. If you think you ever want to be her friend, like, you're not.
What?
And I just want to get that out there because everybody's like, oh, Megan could be my bestie. Megan could be my bestie. No, she can't. I'm sick of the comments. You will get deleted and blocked.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Had to get that out there. It's been a year. I thought that they were going to settle down, but they're getting greater. They're trying to take my bestie from me. I'm just kidding. But for real.
She's a psycho.
They're like, oh, if me and Megan just hung out one day, she wouldn't like you.
Says the girl who has way more, she's way more friendly and friends with way more people than me.
I ain't got friends no more.
I have.
I got as many as you can count on one hand. Literally.
I have very few.
Can't nobody else fit in the circle.
Ooh, you get to that age where you're like, what? That's it. Nobody else can come in. And if you come in,
oof, what you want?
You better, ooh, it's going to have to be God ordained.
No, for sure. Always.
It has to. Anybody, any relationship.
Always.
From this point forward. And hereafter. Henceforth and hereafter.
Yeah.
It has to be.
What is your
God.
Purpose in my life? What is my God purpose ordained. In yours? What is.
Fix that little white thing popping up on the side. What is it? Little tag. You see it?
This? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be purposeful.
Romantically, platonically, it has to be perfect. Even family, like, for we could sure, be family and not, sure. like, have
a relationship. Yeah.
Even that.
What like, is the purpose?
It needs to be God-ordained. Yep. I just don't have space.
There is no more space. Especially when you're watering and focused so hard on the relationships you have. I cannot add another person to this.
Yeah. I feel like I've gotten, since the live show when we went out to Cabo, I've been going through this big, like, figuring out what I need in relationships and, like, what my role is and
across
what
I board, not just...
Yeah, just with everybody. Okay, just, like, what... And, like, going back to kind of what I said on another episode of, like, considering myself as well. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I was telling my mom this, I was like, I think because she raised me to be so self-accountable and self-aware that I do myself a disservice not expressing how things cause me to feel or the effect of certain things that, the effect that certain things have on me.
Mm. By not vocally expressing that
because
to people.
Because I'm just trying to fix me. I'm not trying to fix anybody. And I've never been, I don't want to be a person that's like, you did this and you did that and da 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 da. And you made me feel like this and you made me feel like that. Like, I'm not really that person. Mm-hmm. I feel that. I'm a human, so I experience that 100%. But I don't vocalize often. It's very rare for me to be like, this bothered me. This hurt my feelings. So I'm trying to. I'm asking God to, you know, kind of guide me because I never want to lose my self-accountability. I love that about myself. That's one thing I enjoy about myself.
Holding yourself accountable.
Yeah.
And being like, I need to work on this.
Or just searching out my why.
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
did that feel
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Why did what I respond made me, like yeah, that? Yeah. Why did I, you know, I like the searching part of that out. But, and I think that that's something that, like, not a lot of people have. Just that's being self-aware.
That's something I definitely learned from you. I don't think, and even, let me finish that statement. I don't think most people are raised to do that.
Yeah.
How you said you look at situations objectively, not opposed to, like.
Three ways. So I look at it. What is it? What does it feel like? What does it look like? And so what is it is your perspective. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's your vantage point. Mm-hmm. What does it feel like is that other person's vantage point. Mm-hmm. And perspective. Mm-hmm. What does it look like if I'm an outsider observing this situation? Yeah. What does it look like?
Wow.
Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys, listen, if I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's prolonlife.com/totality. For this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show.
And I think it's important to consider all three.
And the average person doesn't do that. And I've learned that from
my mom raised me like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm always trying to be present in how I feel mm-hmm. and what it is, mm-hmm. right? My experience. Mm-hmm. But then taking myself out of my experience. What does it look like and what does that feel like? Mm-hmm. And then when you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to, not only what does that possibly feel like, mm-hmm. but I know my person. Mm-hmm. What is my person? How is this going to feel to my person? Mm-hmm. I know my person experiences this, 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 and this, mm-hmm. and that, whatever. how are they, what is their experience in this right
in
now?
In this, yeah.
None of us know what it's like to experience ourselves.
Yeah.
We just know our own experience.
We'll never know what it's like.
We'll never know what it's like to experience us.
Yeah.
Because we are not outside of ourselves. So when you're in situations, it's important to be present. How you feel is important and what it is, mm-hmm. like what your intention is. Mm-hmm. But then it doesn't matter what your intention mm-hmm. is. What does it feel like? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't just matter what your intention is. What does it feel like and what does it look like? Mm-hmm. It all has to be considered.
But, oh, Lord, when you start growing and being intentional and thinking like that, that's why they say, I don't know if this is the right saying, but ignorance is bliss. Because you just be in la-la land. Yeah. But now that you think like that and you have caused me to go through the process, think of it. Now, I don't even think it's the accountability part. It's the part that my brain does all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, good Lord. Just, I don't want to think about that.
You're like, I just want to feel what I feel.
Or I want to get to the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes even if I feel something, the solution might not be in that moment. I need to go sit with myself mm-hmm. for a second. And then later the solution comes up. It can come up in another encounter with that person. Mm-hmm. And you're like, got it. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to say nothing because mm-hmm. the solution happened within me over a course of days. It mm-hmm. showed me this. It mm-hmm. showed me that. I changed something about mm-hmm. myself. But to do that, it's a mental process and it can be draining.
Yeah.
So that gives me even more, that is a gift, but even more empathy for you because I'm like, your mind
stays that way all day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah. But I'm saying that can be tiring.
Oh,
like for sure. In every single situation, what just happened? The average person don't think like that. Yeah. They just lollygagging through life.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. What you got an attitude for? Anyway, girl, come on. Okay, she has an attitude. What's wrong? Okay, she's in a mood. What just happened? Oh, I just said this. Da-da-da. Like, you're
going through all of that.
You're going through all of that in your mind.
Yeah.
And that comes with growth, that comes with awareness, and that comes with truly loving and caring about the person and yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, knowing that you want to be better. Like you said, not pointing the finger at everybody else. What can I do?
I think it's important because we live in a society where the narrative is like how you feel is the only thing that matters. How do you feel? Well, I feel like this. That's all that matters. It's just how you feel. It's just how you feel. Well, if she feels that way, then that's all that matters. She feels that way. That's how she feels.
I love
I feel like this.
The analogy you always give. Sorry to interrupt you. You're like, my son felt like a monkey when he was four.
He did.
If I would have said.
If I would have been like, well, he's a monkey. And that's just. Eli, for the first 2 years of his life, thought he was a monkey.
Well, that's what he feels
well,
like.
Well, that's what he feels. So it's like, feelings are real.
Yeah.
But they're not always facts. And so when I want to be mindful about how we articulate feelings, especially like with my children, because feelings are important. So I encourage them to tell me how they feel.
Yeah.
But then I also am very mindful to tell them also truth. You might feel this way. That may not be truth though.
Mm.
Like how you feel might be how you feel. And the whole my truth, and there's truth. There's not your truth, my truth. There's truth.
What is the truth?
There's just truth.
Yeah.
Like and we'll get into this a little bit maybe about kingdom living. When you're trying to live for God and, you know, there's just one truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's it.
This is the truth.
This is the truth. Yep.
That's it. Yep, there's one manual.
Yep.
There's one book.
Yep.
This is it.
Yep.
This is truth. Yep. Now, how you feel is something completely different, but how you feel doesn't negate truth.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel.
Okay, give an example
like
of that.
Asian princess. The truth is,
I am a black woman. Woman.
You see what I'm saying? I can feel
like
a caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is,
I am not a caterpillar. Yeah.
I am. Ooh, a human. That is truth. You can feel how you want. That's if you choose. That's the mm-hmm. choice. You can feel that way. Mm-hmm. But what is truth is always going to be what is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's important to. I know, like in a situation, and I had this situation not that long ago with a friend, where, you know, I might have been feeling some type of way, or maybe she ended up feeling some type of way, or whatever. But if you just stop at how you feel, you limit yourself of, and you rob God of the opportunity to show you you.
Mm-hmm.
At the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, you are the common denominator in all of your relationships, you.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is something I'm encountering in relationships,
then I have to take a step back and see what role am I playing
in my life?
Yeah.
What role am I playing in my relationships? It ain't always the other person.
Yeah.
The problem that I have is I take way too much time trying to sort mm-hmm, that out, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to be normal in that relationship without you being able to pick up on something's wrong.
Yeah.
She's upset about something or she's off.
Yeah.
And that's the area of improvement that I have to work on.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at that because I don't know how to be, I know I don't have a poker face.
Yeah.
It's very hard for me to do that.
Megan is very black and white. Like, she's like, okay, we going through something. I'm going to figure this out, but we going through something right now.
Yeah.
We're going through something.
I'm not fucking with you right now.
Right now.
Give me a minute.
Give me a sec.
And then I'm also irritated with myself that I'm, that I can't just feel, that I have to analyze.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
I can't just be in it.
That's draining.
It's draining.
Yeah. But,
it keeps me.
And it accomplishes a lot in relationships. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
But I
just think that's the thorn in my side. Like, it keeps me near God. Mm. It keeps me, like, I don't know. It keeps me on my shit.
Yep.
It keeps me like, no, like, fix that.
Yep.
What does the word say about that? What is it? Like, I'm very much so, like, I don't know. So it might be something I'll always deal with that I have to work on and pray that God graces me through that. Mm-hmm. But I just think our society is so focused on what it feels like and not truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we are just letting shit
feeling go.
We're just like, okay.
Oh, well, you feel like this.
Oh, well, okay, you feel that way. So that's fine. Feel. Never be accountable to your feelings. Never
try to figure out why you feel like that. Where is that coming from? What is that stemming from? What is the root of that feeling? Just, and like you said, in relationships, it's usually not even, Megan just triggered me. It has nothing to do with this moment. I am triggered by something she said, that something that happened in my household when I was five.
Mm-hmm. Like, I might have triggered you, but I'm not the origin of
the trigger. Right.
So if you're still triggered by something, that's a you thing.
That's a you
thing. That's not that person's thing. That's a you thing.
Yeah.
Now, if, for example, me and B get into it, and I'm like, that triggered me, right? My trigger is my responsibility. It's only her responsibility to be aware of the trigger.
Yeah.
But it's not her responsibility to fix it.
Yeah.
She not about to fix your trigger.
Not my responsibility to fix your trigger, but since I am aware of
it. Be aware of it.
I can maneuver around that while you're working with you.
For sure.
You get what I'm saying? And try not
I know, to. I know that this triggers her, so I'm going to be aware of that.
Yes. Yeah. That's it.
But it's not. But I think that we make our issue everyone else's problem instead of our own.
Yeah.
We put the responsibility on everyone else and not put the responsibility on ourselves.
Self-work, self-accountability.
Yeah, it may not be fair, but it is your responsibility.
Yep.
Maybe that trigger came because of a parent or somebody did something to you.
Childhood or a relationship, heartbreak. Yeah.
Maybe it came and you had, and it wasn't your fault. It's still your responsibility. It's your trigger.
A lot of things that happen aren't your fault.
Yeah.
The way you were raised, some things you can't control, but it's your responsibility to change your life and to heal and to grow from that. You can't blame it on everybody else.
Yeah, you can't.
Whether it's your fault or not.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. And I think that's just a big thing that I see in our society, in our culture, that I just hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whatever you feel, run with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking about the consequences of those feelings.
Mm-hmm. And you're, a lot of times you feel things you don't feel like that in a week, in a month, in a day, in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do. I'm not saying feelings always change. Sometimes you do. But the guy I liked that I was obsessed with last year, don't even talk to him now.
Right.
I felt like I was in love, or I felt like this is the one, or I felt like.
Yeah.
next.
Yeah.
It's like your
and
feelings.
And that's proven, though.
It's proven.
Feelings change.
They can change at the drop of a dime. At the drop of a
or
dime.
Or like you said, whether they change at the drop of a dime or it changes.
It's going to change. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your feelings change. Period. Yeah. Their feelings. They come, they go.
Yeah.
They change.
Yeah.
And it's your responsibility to know what you feel, why you feel.
Yeah.
And what you're going to do with that feeling going forward.
Yeah.
Like, I feel a lot of things all the time. I have bipolar depression. Or I was...
diagnosed.
Whatever. I hate saying, like, I hate saying stuff like that. Yeah. But with bipolar depression, your moods go like this all the time. Up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. But that is still my responsibility to be aware of that. And God has given me this amazing thing called a mind. And I can change it. Mm-hmm. And I have control and authority over it. Anxiety is a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It comes. And it happens to me often. But I don't claim it. And I don't stay
sulk
in it.
Yep. You make a choice.
Yeah. And in my mind, I can stop an anxiety. I stop them all the time.
Wow.
Stop them. I can feel them coming up. And I'm like, nope. No.
Yep.
You're fine.
Yep.
Breathe.
Yep.
What's your breathing? Okay. Focus on your breathing.
Yep.
In through your nose,
yep.
out through your mouth.
Yep.
Okay, you feel this. You feel your fingertips. This is what's really happening right now.
Yep, yep.
And talk myself right out of an anxiety attack.
Yep.
If my mind can do that, then that's proof that I can control my feelings.
My feeling. Ooh, wow, wow, wow.
I can control what I do with that.
Yeah.
If I'm triggered by something and I'm just constantly triggered, then that's something that's unhealed within myself that I have the responsibility
to work on.
To face.
You have a responsibility.
That's not my friends or my man or my kids or my mom or my dad or whoever to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on me to fix
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get to decide.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But running around being controlled by your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild.
It's not safe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not smart.
It's super not safe.
Dangerous. Yeah. It's dangerous.
It changes so quick. Just going back to even watching Swarm, that when we were watching Swarm, she felt a lot of
Lord
things.
Have mercy. And it was not truth. Y'all, have y'all seen this show?
Crazy. Okay, spoiler alert. If you have not seen Swarm.
We're about to go in.
He's like, not everybody creeping out like, all right.
It is so... What's the girl's name? I have to shout
her
out.
She is phenomenal.
When I say I DM'd her, like, you were
She deserves
amazing.
An Oscar.
No cap. She needs an award.
She needs all the award. If I don't see her collecting and racking up.
Dominique Fishback. She played Dre in
Shout out
Swarm.
To Dominique.
Shout out. And Chloe, she did great.
Chloe did great. Paris Jackson did great.
Bree Renee.
B. Renee from the freaking A.
Our homegirl that has been on the Know For Sure podcast and hosted the live show was in episode 2. Check it out.
Billie Eilish. Ooh, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. Girl.
She killed.
Killed. That
She's
scene
beautiful.
Where
that
they were going back and
she
forth.
Was like,
ooh, name.
Ooh. Ooh.
She said, Kayla.
Dre. Oh, ooh.
Gotcha, bitch.
And even the way they did the shot and the, it was brilliant.
The whole time we were watching it, I'm like,
brilliant.
We're doing our show.
Brilliant.
We're doing a show. That is all you have to do. Create, have a story, have a good.
It was so good.
What is cinematography,
mm-hmm.
all the lighting,
everything.
And the colors and the, it was just dope. It was so dope.
The scoring,
the storyline. Even the second to last episode, we were
confused,
like
confused, but it was great. Confusion.
It was so creative.
It was so creative. You guys needed to go check it out. Shout out to Donald Glover, who created that show. But
so good.
I don't think that season 2 is coming because it's like what
it's done.
What do you
yeah,
do
they got
that?
The story out. Like she's just crazy, but she felt like she was this woman's friend. She felt like when I meet her, she's going to love me and we're going to go to her.
She felt like she was biting a plum.
And she bit
her face.
Dominique, what's her name? Dominique?
Girl.
You on to something. All right. Now when we come. Your character, she killed it.
Killed it.
Her mannerisms and I'm like
everything.
Who did she study to be this crazy woman?
Everything.
It was so good.
But
it
just how you can allow a feeling
to control
your life. That was a feeling.
A feeling.
Yeah, she was, obviously there were things that were very wrong with her. Her life was, even as a child, she went through some traumatic things. But it still was feelings.
Feelings.
You know what I'm saying? Feelings. Like feelings that weren't addressed. It feelings that weren't healed.
When people didn't like the artist she liked.
Triggered.
Triggered. And now you're mad and you're killing people in a blink of an eye over a trigger.
Let's face it. People have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Killing people over an emotion, a feeling that will go away. And she just went on about her day. Like nothing happened. A feeling.
A feeling.
Killing, murdering people. Oh, Jesus. Please. She said, who is your favorite artist? I would have been like, Nyjah.
Nyjah. Nyjah, 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 Nyjah. Nyjah. Nyjah is my favorite
artist. Anybody that didn't like Nyjah, they was
gone.
Gone. Quick.
Ooh-wee. She said, bye. I mean, in the
spot. And then it was like, okay. She is a human. Why is no one getting away?
And she's short. She is for nothing.
I'm not fighting a gorilla.
She is tiny.
I'm fighting another human being.
But you're crazy.
And your adrenaline.
You can't overcome crazy.
Yeah.
That's what my mom, my mom used to tell me that all the time. My mom said, if anybody ever try to fight you, just start acting crazy and they won't fight you.
How do you act crazy?
I'm not about to do that because you trying to get me set up. I ain't doing it.
But if somebody came up, like somebody on the street.
I'm not doing it.
What would you do?
Fight them.
Start growling, foaming at the mouth?
Literally.
But what is
just start smacking yourself like, oh, you want to fight me? Nobody wants to fight a crazy person.
You're like, all right.
They'd be like, all right, never mind. You got it. Because you about to bite me or something.
You can fuck my nigga. I'm not about to fight you. Y'all got something else going on. You can have my husband. I'm done. I'm done with it. I am done. I'm not fighting this lady.
Jesus. For sure.
Yeah. Swarm was so good. But it also showed, like, it was based off a true story. Or true scenarios.
Yes.
Right?
Kind of, yeah.
Those things happen.
I was confused. No, because I don't know if they were actual things that actually happened or... they were drama. I don't know. Yeah. But
I'm sure somebody killed somebody.
Oh, my God.
Over Beyonce. Oh, my God. That's what it was about, y'all. It was. The beehive. They said Sanaa Lathan bit Beyonce.
Poor Sanaa.
I would have been so mad. Like, I did not bite her.
I didn't bite her, bro. I did not bite her. Could you imagine the entire beehive hating you?
Because you bit Beyonce?
Because it's a rumor that you bit Beyonce. A rumor.
Somebody bit her. Supposedly. We don't know. We weren't there. But the obsession that people have with these celebrities and these influencers, these... y'all, please.
For the love. Don't know what you're about to say. Please. Don't you ever.
Don't
Chain
you
Gang, don't
ever.
Ever.
Go watch Swarm and never be that. Please, be that for Christ.
For Jesus only.
Be that for Jesus. Do not be that for us.
Well, you can't go out killing people because they say they don't fuck with Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't
do that either. See, you got to be specific because now they're going to cut up this clip and that was viral. And I said, B. Simone said, kill people for Christ.
And you didn't say that.
And I did not say that.
And we are
not saying kill people for Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Where is this going?
I don't know.
We are saying definitely don't do it for us. At the end of the day. Do not say Chain Gang, KFS,
don't
nothing.
Do that for anybody. Like, you should. It's like, these are humans, y'all. Humans.
She was so obsessed with this artist and was killing people that didn't like her. And that was, she had a girlfriend.
But.
Fell in love with her. Fell in love with this girl.
Yeah, but they knew that. I mean, you knew that they weren't going to be able to have a real life with each other anyway, because she was running from the damn police. They was never going to be able to have a real life. And she knew that. I think she knew that.
Yeah.
And I think even her buying the tickets for the Nyjah concert was her way of getting out of that. Because she knew she didn't want to go to Nyjah concert.
Lord.
I think that was like her, you know what I mean? Subconsciously.
Like, I know she, let me keep
trying. I know that this relationship is not going to work. I'm running from the law.
Yeah.
I can't have a phone. Yep. I can't get a job.
Yep.
She was with her for a year.
A year. Met her parents. Choked her out.
Saying, I love you. I just wanted to share the experience with as you're killing her.
Woo!
All because she felt that strong of a connection to something
that did not exist.
That didn't exist. Destroyed her life
over
and the lives
feeling.
Of so many other people over a feeling.
A feeling. Wow.
And she's not the only one. Yeah. There are people doing that every
day.
Day.
Every day.
In small ways, big ways. I'm not saying that
everybody's
people
killing
are killing people.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
Yeah.
Even to ourselves, people are hurting and harming themselves because of how they feel.
Mm.
Like Chloe's character, trigger warning, everybody.
Trigger warning. And we already said spoiler alert. So if you don't want to hear this, just skip forward.
Yeah, trigger warning, spoiler, all that. But Chloe's character, Marissa, ends up taking her life.
Based off how she felt in the moment about a boy. A moment.
Do you know how quickly?
A moment. What was the fact that you shared about suicide?
It's funny that you said that. I was literally about to say it.
Were you?
Yeah, because I was watching you know that show on Netflix?
Yeah.
I just watched the final latest season.
Mm-hmm.
And so another spoiler alert, but he basically jumps off the bridge. He wants to kill himself because he realizes, like, I'm a serial killer and I can't stop killing
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you know, so he jumps and he goes, you know, that fact that he's like narrating it as you see his body go into the water. But he's like, you know, that fact where it says that people instantly regret
Jesus
after they attempt suicide.
Yeah.
He was like, it's true. Every single person who has survived a suicidal attempt off of like jumping off a bridge or anything like that, they say that as soon as their foot left off like the bridge or wherever they jumped, they instantly regretted it. Instantly. And there's only a few, there's not a lot of survivals in that, but yeah, they say they instantly regret every single person.
Was it that specific bridge or just in general?
Just in general.
Yeah.
They instantly regret it.
That guy's story was
crazy.
It was wild. Yeah,
but
it was beautiful. But
it's a feeling.
It's
just
feeling.
It goes back to like they
acting
felt
off
that
of emotion. You have to control that.
You have to.
And it changed in the split of a second. It changes. You jump, and now instant regret.
Instant
regret. What did I just do? And most people don't get second chances at
mm-mm.
that.
And that's what I'm saying. You think
Lord,
that it's like...
Lord.
You think that it's small.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's about conditioning and training your mind to have control over...
Anything.
what is happening in here.
Anything.
This is your thing.
Yeah.
This is what you have control
yeah.
over. Like, and you have to be mindful mm-hmm. of like mm-hmm. what you are allowing to occur mm-hmm. inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And if you master it in a small way,
you'll master it in big ways.
In a big way.
Yeah.
If you do go through a depression or anxiety or, God forbid, a time where you want to take your own life, you know how to master your mind and change your mindset and change your thoughts and focus on looking at the cup half full instead of half mm-hmm. empty. But you have to focus on that in the small ways.
Yeah. And,
first.
And I'm not, and I personally don't say that from a place of non-experience.
Yeah.
I've experienced dark thoughts.
Yeah.
I've experienced suicidal thoughts. I've experienced suicidal attempts. I've experienced depression in a real way. Mm. I've experienced all of those things. I've experienced seeing myself take my life, like visualizing it. Even I remember times obsessing over it, like, okay, like I can, you know, trying to just allow, like, why would you even allow yourself
to go there,
to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then to allow the enemy to trick you into thinking, oh, well, you have a chemical imbalance, so you can't help it. This is just who you are. This is just how you are. This is just who you are. And this is just what it is.
And accepting that. And claiming that. Yep.
And it's like, abso-fucking-lutely not. No.
No.
Absolutely not. Because there's truth.
Yep. 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 Yep.
There's truth. And if I want to live in truth, then I have to abide by truth. I'm not going to, like, at the end of the day, God doesn't want me to die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God never intended for me to take my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God has a purpose and plan for
my life. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
That's not, even though I feel unworthy, the truth is I'm worthy.
Yep.
Even though I feel fearful, the truth is God hasn't given me the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
Even though I feel sad, the fact is that joy comes in the morning. Like, you know what I'm saying?
All this of those truths.
All this of those is truth. What is the truth?
And that goes to what you wanted to talk about with the kingdom. Let's talk about that. Because we talked about
it Sunday after church a little bit.
And was that the day where you talked about in the car, you were like, God didn't make the Bible, or the Bible wasn't made for, the manual.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, there's one manual.
One manual.
It wasn't, this book is for white men.
Mm-hmm.
This book is for black women.
Mm-hmm.
This book is for children.
Mm-hmm.
This book is for gay people.
Mm-hmm.
This book is for straight people.
Mm-hmm.
This
is the book
for humanity. This is the manual.
Period.
Because we were talking about that relationship. I'm kind of all over the place. We'll get back to the kingdom, but we saw a video on the Shade Room on a blog
mm-hmm.
about a guy, and he was basically saying certain things about abortion and, well, I didn't want those kids or whatever.
Mm, okay.
And we were basically like, well, asking each other what we thought about it. We were having a discussion about it. And I think we both were just like, well, I think people shouldn't have sex before marriage. And that will just solve all these issues. Well, I think you should just have sex with your husband or wife. Well, I think we just went back to the word.
Yeah.
And that solved a lot of the issues
yeah.
that we're trying to work through in life because we're not following this manual
yeah.
that God has given us.
And if it's his king, like if it's his,
mm-hmm.
the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, right? If it's his,
mm-hmm.
then why do we feel like, like, we live in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like paying taxes?
Yep.
Do you pay them?
Yes. Last year, I was like, look.
You can't.
Jesus.
The speed limit is 65.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going 90, you're what?
Breaking the law.
You can't, you have to get your car registered.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get your license
updated.
Your plates
have to be up to date.
You can't you can't go on an airplane without an ID.
Yep.
You can't travel the country without it. We abide by all of these laws, whether we like them or not, because we live here and we want to live here.
Ooh,
so we abide by the laws.
If you want to live in the kingdom.
But if you want to live, but we want all these things from God and don't do nothing and don't want
to
do what's required
to obtain
in his kingdom.
To obtain them.
we're fighting all, we have all these wars and this and this and this and this and that. And the I'm not changing my mind. Here it is.
Yeah. It's that simple.
I'm not changing. Yep. God is not about to change.
Yep.
I don't care that society has evolved and we have evolved, and I get it, y'all. Yeah. If it were up to me, maybe things would be different. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it ain't me. It's not my, it's not ours. This is not our shit.
Yeah. I didn't write the book. I didn't make the rules. Yeah.
I didn't create us.
Yeah.
We don't belong to just us.
Yeah.
Like, he created us, and this is, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Like, this is his.
Yeah.
And if I want certain things from God, I have to be willing to live under his law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything
outside of the law is going to be confusion and turmoil.
Yes.
It just is.
It just is.
The toxic relationship, the this, the that. We're not abiding by the rules. We're just not.
We're just not. We're just not. We're like, God, please, God, please. God's like, yeah, so
I told
here's
you,
the manual.
When you want to follow that.
I'm not changing my mind, nor am I about to mix something up so that you're comfortable.
Lord, have mercy. That's so good.
Ooh, this is the word. This is it. The manual is this.
That is it.
This is my word. This is my kingdom. If you want to live under my kingdom, then you abide by my law. If you don't, then that's on you.
Yep.
The choice is yours.
Yep. Yep.
You want my blessings, you do this.
Yep. 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 That's so good.
You want favor, you do this. You want to be healed, you do this. You want this.
Yep.
You're never going to not have to do something in exchange. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not that you have to like earn, because God's love is his love. Mm-hmm. He's going to love you regardless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But just like with my children, I love my children,
mm-hmm.
right? And by the time they graduate from high school and in college,
mm-hmm.
I will have an unlimited amount of resources
mm-hmm,
for them.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But if you're living in my house, right? So if my kids want to stay with me, say they've graduated, they're mm-hmm. 18, they're grown, maybe 25, but they need to come back home.
Yeah.
Okay, you can live here. This is the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
You come home by midnight.
Yep, yep.
You clean your
room. I know people
in my house. You wash.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to do all that. Then you don't have to live here.
Ooh, Lord.
I love you. I'm not changing my love for you.
Yep, yep.
But in my house,
this is what we do.
This is how we live in my house.
Yep, yep.
It ain't no different than your grandmama, your mom.
Yep.
You can't do certain things in my mom's house.
Yep.
I can't listen to certain music when my mom is in the car.
Yep. And usually, not usually, all the time, all of those boundaries, I don't want to say rules, like you said, they're boundaries.
They're boundaries, for sure.
It's all a protection.
Mm-hmm. It is protection.
Once they're outside of your house, and now you calling me 3 a.m., Mom, come pick me up. I got pulled over. I was drinking. Now you call, man, this girl tripping, Ma. Da, da, da. Now you calling me for help. But if you was here, under the rules or the boundaries, not the rules, the boundaries.
You lower the risk of
you
all
lower
that.
The risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things are gonna happen, but yeah, that's a great analogy.
What do you want? And I think God has really been challenging me that, like, do you want to live a kingdom life?
A kingdom life.
Do you want to live a kingdom life? And if you do, these are certain things that you have are
to
required
do.
Of you to live under
Lord, have
a
mercy.
Kingdom lifestyle. I may not agree with all of it. In the sense of, like, it doesn't always make me feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or you feel like certain rules you can bend, you can finesse God. Well, I can have sex with him because we're going to get married anyway. Or we're going to be together forever.
But
or
is it your husband?
Is it your husband? Every time I said that, we broke up. So I done fucked all these niggas. Excuse my language. And now I'm sitting here single with no ring. Kingdom and the world. It's literally that simple.
Which one do you want to live in?
It's literally that simple.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
It's not easy.
You try to bend the rules,
it's not
though.
Easy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
like it's comfortable.
And it's not like you're going to be perfect.
It doesn't make me comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's tons of things that I'm still not 100% obedient in. There's
100%.
Still tons of things that I still have to work on.
Yeah.
But being mindful of, if you want to live
and
have, if you want to have the privileges of God,
mm-hmm.
then you have to be obedient to the boundaries of God as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't want the good parts of him and just want all the things that he can give me without obeying what it takes to
obtain those things.
Because he's always going to act in consistency of his character. He can't do this unless this is. Like, I will bless you. I want to.
But you have
to. But if you don't do this, you take away the opportunity for me to even do that. I can't. He will never, ever contradict his word.
Yeah.
He's not changing his mind. Yeah. The manual, I told you.
It doesn't change.
Here it is.
It doesn't change. Lord, have mercy.
And that's just not something that is easy to even articulate.
Yeah.
Because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know you feel that you're this, or I know you feel like you want to do that, or I know you feel like, I get it.
But
it's your choice.
Yeah.
But if you want this,
there's just certain things you can't do.
Get it apart from being obedient.
Yeah.
To the boundaries in the law of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And that's a very hard thing to navigate through when you live in this world.
It's the most difficult thing.
And the most difficult when you're in this industry.
The most difficult. Even seeing myself change and we talk about God so much on this podcast. This podcast did not start as a Christian podcast.
At all.
We're about to start a Christian podcast and talk about our walk with Christ. And we're going to bring people to Christ. And yes, we're raised Christian. We believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. But we didn't start this as a Christian podcast.
We were like, we're just going to talk about
our life, our journey, our healing, our relationship, our friendship. And, you know, the conversation slowly, because of our journey, I'm growing closer to God. We're doing things more spiritually together. It's just our truth, right? Even speaking on Christ and speaking on God and being like, well, you cuss. Or you don't watch your mouth. Or
you drink.
You drink.
Yeah.
You smoke. You, like, the balance between that, trying to walk with God in the culture and the industry we're in.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah.
Because I could really just do this Christ walk by myself.
And not say nothing.
And not document it. And you know, but it's a balance between, there's some things, and I said this on my story the other day. I was like, some things when you start walking with God and you build your relationship with him, certain things, it's like, you can let go overnight. Literally, instantly. I don't even have, like the music thing we talked about the last episode. Certain music, I don't even want to listen to.
It's not hard. Yeah.
It's not hard. It doesn't feed my soul. It doesn't excite me. It doesn't move me anymore. Other things, it's going to have to take some self-control, some discipline, some deliverance. It's going to take time. It's going to take time.
And that brings me into the other topic that I wanted to talk about, because even when you want to, like, express your love for Christ and, like, your relationship with Christ, and it's like you don't even want to label it as a certain type of category, like, this is a Christian podcast.
You don't.
Because the way people, I'm just going to say people, I'm not even going to say church because it's everybody, take that. And then they're like, all right, microscope, I'm going to pick apart
every single thing you do.
You posted this, you wore this, you got this.
What
you
type
did
of people
this.
Did God use in the Bible?
Ratchet. Everybody was a mess. David was a mess. A mess. And David is named as a man that was after God's heart. Like, David was so favored by God and was a mess.
And that's why, y'all, it's relationships.
It's relationships.
You can't see our heart. You can't see these people's heart you're judging. You don't know their relationship with God. You don't know their intent. You don't know. What was I going to say? My friend, I was like, do I say his name or not? My friend said he kind of felt something at the live show when it said, God first, fuck everything else. Mm-hmm. It was on a poster, a girl was mm-hmm. holding it up. And she's like, that gives you peace. Mm-hmm. And he was like, at first I was so offended. Like, how do you say God and fuck on the same thing? Mm-hmm. Not offended, but he kind of like, was like, that's mm-hmm. off. But he was like, I get it. That is going to reach the person that it needs to reach. Some people's language has not changed. Yep. Somebody identifies with that. How do you get peace? God first, fuck everything else. Excuse my language. I am trying to work on my language. I'm very aware of it.
You don't have to say it every time.
I know, but it's like, God, my comments, bro.
They're like, your mouth. What? I get it.
I'm like, Jesus, I am a cusser, okay? I'm not going to say it no more. But
there's somebody in the Bible that was a cussing. Was it cussing?
Ooh, I need to read that story.
Somebody in the Bible used to cuss. Probably Peter. Peter was wild, bro.
Ooh, Peter. Let me look him up.
Peter was wild. I don't know if it was Peter that was cussing, but Peter was wild. I mean, he was biting ears and stuff. He was crazy. Anyway.
Whose ear did he bite? You say Peter or Mike Tyson?
For sure. Mike Tyson got a Peter spirit.
But he said all that to say, like, he was like, I get it. This mm-hmm. culture needs people that speak the same language that it can relate to, that mm-hmm. that she, it penetrated her enough for her to make a sign
mm-hmm. and she identified with it. Yeah.
You know, so.
And there's this like, and I've been like fucking going off about these people on YouTube that have made careers out of picking apart.
That's just sick.
Mega churches and pastors.
That's not right.
And artists and just picking them apart.
Nitpicking every little detail.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picking them apart. Like, one guy was going off about Maverick City being at the Grammys because there were all this demonic things that were going on. And I'm like, it's the Grammys. It's not the Dove Awards where it's a Christian award ceremony. It's secular awards.
And people, and guess what? People that love Christ should be in the world. Stuck in the church. Not of it, but in it. Not saying you got to participate in all these things.
But they were on stage saying that we're trying to bring people closer to Jesus. What do you want from them?
Yeah. Yeah.
And my thing is that if you so sanctified, if you so holy, where the hell is your platform?
Yep.
Where the hell is your following?
Yep.
Why God ain't put you at the Grammys? Yep. Why God ain't made you over a...
And how are you using your gift to walk in your purpose? Because I know your purpose is not to judge other people.
It can't be.
I know that's not your purpose.
I don't know. I never knew that criticism was a part of the fivefold ministry. I never knew that. The Bible talks about if you have an offense with somebody, you go to that person.
Directly.
It doesn't say you go to Instagram.
Ooh-wee.
It doesn't say you go to YouTube.
Ooh-wee.
Where you're telling, you're opening this up to millions of people. It says go to your brother or your sister. You go to them.
And if you don't know them,
shut the hell up.
Quiet.
Go to the one that you do know, God.
Yep.
And pray for them. If they have a platform, pray for them. God has obviously entrusted them and allowed them to have influence over other people. Pray for them. Who the hell do you think you are?
Yep.
To sit there and criticize them and their church and their kids and their wives and their... should be ashamed of yourself.
Yep.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You can tell truth without criticizing somebody else.
Yep.
Truth will always be truth.
Just tell the truth.
Scripture will always be scripture. Truth will always be truth. God's word will always be his word. If that's what your focus really is, then say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say that.
Yep.
And let everything, let God take care of his people.
Yeah.
It's not your job to sit there and be like, well, you see here at minute 28.1 where they did X, Y, and Z and da, 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 da.
You so focused on that. What is your purpose? It makes
me sick.
Yeah.
It makes me sick.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
You sitting there bringing up people's kids. And do you know how hard it is to be a PK? Do you know how hard it is to be a pastor's kid and have to be a human and go through your own experience while everyone's looking at you, expecting you to be perfect?
Yep.
And then looking at your parents and judging them based on how your life experience is?
Yep.
It's wrong.
It's wild.
It's wrong. And y'all should, stop.
Yeah.
You need to stop. I can't fathom sitting there and criticizing somebody else's journey is doing.
Yeah. You don't know their relationship. You do not
pray for them. Obviously, they have a gift.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that they're utilizing it the way that God intended for them to utilize it, then pray for them. It is not your job
to drag them on the internet.
To drag them on the internet, and you're making a living monetizing.
Yeah. Well, that's probably even more of why they're doing it.
Yeah, because they're monetizing. Now you make the money. That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick to me.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm just like, that's not the way God wanted us to be with one another.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they did this, they did that. You see that? Did you see that? And manipulating and twisting people's words and taking 2 minutes out of an hour conversation and they have no context.
And clips and
stop, guys. Stop.
But that goes back to the first conversation we have, focusing on you. What do you need to fix? Will she sew and he sew? What are you sew? Because I know you are so something.
You are so something.
You are so something. He sew, she sew. What are you sew? Every time you say something about somebody else, go ahead and give yourself one. She's so annoying. She talks too much. You are a liar. You need to work on telling lies.
Telling truth.
What? She's an alcoholic. You're an overeater. You're a glutton. You can't stop what goes into your mouth. She so, you so. What are you so? And when you focus on that, you will stop trying to fix everybody else.
You won't have time.
Because you fixing yourself.
I am so many things. I don't have time to worry about what you so. I'm so.
I'm so.
I'm so.
I am so.
So many things. I'm too worried about trying to fix my so to worry about you so.
I am so. So when you get to that point, you will start fixing the world that you're trying to fix.
And fixing you. True revelation comes when you stop saying, God, fix them, and you start saying, change me. Change me, God.
Change me.
Change me. Change how I see them.
Yes.
If that's not how you see them, God, then change it in me.
Yep.
God, show me how to talk to my friend about this because it bothers me.
That's it.
Show me how to articulate this to them. Show me, God, or you know what? Why does this bother me? Why does this even bother me?
Show me that in me.
God, is this something that I need to work on?
Yep.
I pray that almost every single day. God, you have full access to my heart. Search it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. I mean every nook and cranny. Go in there and I'm telling you, get it.
Spring, fall, summer cleaning.
Bring it all out. I want to bring it out. Sometimes he doesn't bring it out in ways that's private sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes he allows it to be exposed.
Yeah.
And even if it's exposed and I'm uncomfortable with it, I'm like, God, thank you, because that's obviously something I needed to work on.
Yep.
Even if it didn't make me comfortable, even if it don't make me comfortable, expose it so I can get rid of it. I don't want to hide that. Won't.
It's not going to be comfortable looking in the mirror and being like, I need to fix this.
Yeah, well, you have an attitude problem. Yep. So when you work on that, then I can deal with you about your friend. Your attitude sucks.
You so worried about them.
Your attitude sucks.
That's good.
You're a pessimist. You're pessimistic. Pessimist. You're aggravating. Yep, yep, all you yep. do is see the negative in everything.
Yep, yep, yep.
Fix you.
Yep.
Then once you go through the fixing and God starts correcting your shit,
other people don't even start to bother you.
It don't even. You be like, baby, I get it.
I get it. I get it. I get it. I know you broken. I'm broken too. I'm praying for me. I'm praying for you. I get it. I know she mad. I'm mad too.
I get it.
She has to heal.
You don't know why you got an attitude? I get it.
You start to have empathy.
You start to have empathy.
Ooh, that's so good.
And half of the things that you annoyed with is because you annoyed with you.
What? I noticed that with my ex. Everything I hated about him was me. Ooh, relationships are a mirror.
They're a mirror.
She so, you so too.
You so.
Ooh, you so.
You are so.
You filthy animal.
You filthy.
You so. Everything you want to fix in everybody else, bro.
You are raggedy.
That shit be coming up. You like, yep.
You be like,
oh. I be doing that too.
You be like, oh, it's me? Okay. Like, what stinks? It's you.
It fucking stinks. It's you.
It's you.
You dirty ass.
You dirty little.
Foot. You stink. It's you.
You. It's you.
Literally.
It's you. You're really mad at you. You're really annoyed with
That's
you.
That's it. Relationships are a mirror. And the less you try to fix everybody else, the more your issues that you need to fix will come to the forefront.
Yeah. And you focusing on everyone else is you running away from you. Mm. Stop running away from you. Deal with you.
What?
Deal with you first. First and foremost, deal with you. And then go from there. But half the time when you deal with you,
you be like,
so it wasn't
no, she's
him.
Fine.
She's it's me. She's great, actually.
She's actually a sweetheart.
She's phenomenal. Like, you be mad, like, why is she so happy?
Ooh, Lord.
All that Lord laughing and giggling and smiling. Yeah, because you're miserable. Deal with you.
She so, you so. Remember that.
And God be right there like, well, you.
Ooh, that's so good. Ooh, I done been through that, y'all. I'm telling you.
I am the most moody person. And then when me and B reconnected, I said, oh. Well, I ain't saying shit to her. I'm gonna work on me because I get it, babe. Ooh-wee.
It's you.
Ooh,
Lord.
You just not like that with her, but when you go home, you like that with everybody else. It's you.
That's so crazy.
Deal with you. Deal with you.
That's so crazy.
If everyone focused on them and correcting them, do you know how much, like, we would be all right?
The stuff you start to practice, though, when you really do it, like, you don't even get upset. You have to practice grace, because in those moments you realize all the grace that that person needed for you. I do remember that one time. You. It's a mirror. Relationships are mirrors, you guys. It's a mirror. I said it on the podcast, but I was calling out my ex for something.
Yep.
You're like,
me.
What? God turned that light bulb on so quick. He's like, be quiet. You do the same thing, just in a different way.
It just looks different.
It looks different. You do the exact same thing. You start worried about him. Everything I wanted to change in him, I did the same things in different ways. And it's a mirror. So once you start to really focus on you, the world will be a better place.
Yep.
Michael Jackson said it. Did nobody want to listen to him?
He said, what did he say? The man in the mirror?
Yes.
Oh, what did he say?
You're like, I thought we were talking about the kingdom. I thought we were talking about the manual. But Michael said it.
He did. He said,
at the man in the mirror.
In the mirror. Ooh, when Chris Brown broke down and sang that.
Ooh, jeez. Ooh, Lord.
I still get teary thinking about
it. I get it.
Oh.
I'm asking him to change
his
ways.
Chris Brown alone.
Please.
I'm sick of it.
It's been enough.
Oh, that poor man. I'm not saying he's perfect, but Lord.
Give him some grace.
Give him grace.
He repented.
Never mind.
I'm sure he did.
Never mind.
I love Chris.
Never mind. I have empathy for people.
Yeah. Especially when you see them trying to do better, they're doing better. What do you want people to do? Suffer their whole life for mistakes? I am sorry. I'm trying. Give me grace.
Doing
better. There's a difference between, we talked about it a couple episodes, t- Tolerance and patience. Patience, you see the person doing better, working on their self. Tolerance, you just tolerate something. You see somebody working and doing the work and healing and trying to grow and trying to be better.
Trying to be better.
Be patient. Have grace.
And pray for them.
And pray for them.
You did not create them. Go to the one that created them.
Yeah.
They are the only one. God is the only one.
Yeah.
That knows.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Yep. Miles Monroe said, this is my favorite quote. He said, when you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, and the only way to know the purpose of a thing is to know the mind of the maker of a thing. You don't ask a thing what its purpose is. You ask the person, the creator of
that
the thing.
That made it, yeah.
What's its purpose?
Wow, wow.
So it is not my job. If I don't see your purpose, then I am inevitably going to abuse you.
Yeah.
Because I don't see a purpose in you.
Yeah.
Right? And abuse is also, neglect is also abuse. And if I neglect to pray for you and I neglect to go to your maker.
Lord.
The one who created you, the one that knows every hair that's on your head and knows the ins and outs of you, created, I mean, spent time mm-hmm, intentionally mm-hmm, creating mm-hmm, your
mm-hmm,
life.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I not go to him
mm-hmm.
for insight
about it on
for you?
Yep.
It ain't no different when I buy something.
Yep.
If I don't know how to operate a thing, I look at what?
The instructions.
The manual.
Yep.
You have to, it all goes, I mean, God is very black and white. Like it is just very, what does the manual say?
Oh, Lord.
That's the manual.
Yep.
If I want to know how to love B. Simone, I read the manual.
Mm.
If I want to learn how to have a healthy relationship, I read the manual.
Mm.
There's one manual.
Mm.
If I want to learn how to correct my thinking, I read the manual.
Yep.
If I want to learn how to control my feelings, I read the manual.
Wow,
if I
want to
learn how to love somebody, I read the manual. That is the manual.
It's
there's
in
one
there.
Manual.
It's in there.
That's it.
It's in there.
And there's no difference than, like Miles Monroe said, he was like, back in the day, he was like, you buy a VCR. He was like, your VCR has 16 functions, but because you didn't read the manual, you only know how to operate 4. You didn't even know that there's several other things that that thing can do. What's the manual say?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
What does the manual say?
It's in there.
And it's one manual.
Yep.
For everybody.
Yep.
One.
Yep.
That's
one
it.
One way. Yep.
That's it. There just is not, that's it.
Yep.
And in relationships, if you love somebody, you go to the creator of that person.
Who that person is, yeah.
And you ask that, God, I love this person.
Yep. Yep.
Show me how to love them the right way.
Show me how to love them. I'm not
show
trying
me.
To fix their attitude.
No,
I'm not trying to fix
to
their trauma.
Them.
Show me how to love them through it. Show me how to help them break their wall down so they can
That's
talk
it.
To me. Show me how to communicate with them so I allow them to open up.
Yep.
Show me how not to be affected.
Offended. Coming against a spirit of offense.
Oh my God, bro.
You have to, all of that is just important.
That's
it's
so
important.
Good. That's so good. And these are things that we've had to work on. Like, I'm telling y'all, our podcast is literally our virtual diary. Y'all are seeing us work on our relationship with each other, with ourselves, with God. Literally.
Every day.
We don't have a blueprint. We're just documenting it and putting it out there to the world. So hopefully somebody else out there can go on this journey with us. We're just like, hey, we're doing this. Come on. We don't have the answers, but... Literally, this is what we're doing, and we try to practice.
Yeah.
And we're committed to practicing.
Committed.
We're not trying. We're committed to practicing every single day.
And it's not like we haven't done it the worldly way. We've done it that way.
What?
So y'all not talking to people who haven't done it. You're not listening to people who haven't done it.
Who haven't tried to do it outside
of the manual. Outside
of God. Yeah, outside of the kingdom.
We've
done it.
We've done it. And I'm telling you, it don't work. It don't work. It just don't. This is the bottom line. If you don't deal with reality, reality will deal with you. It will come. He will manifest himself to you one way or another.
Lord.
And you'll come to a point in your life one way or another where you're like, oh, okay.
Got it.
And God's going to be sitting there unchanged.
I'm still here. I've always
been here.
Same
God. Didn't change my mind.
I didn't move. You moved.
Same thing I told you last week. It's the same thing today. Same thing I told you last year. Yep. The same thing today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He does
not
change his mind.
He's not changing his mind. Not.
Ever.
And that doesn't mean he's against you. He loves you.
Yep.
He's not against you. He's not mad at you. He loves you. And that also will never change.
Yep.
The Bible says you can make your bed in hell and he will be there.
Ooh, Lord.
He loves you that much. He loves you that much. But there are boundaries to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. That's just it. You can't. That's not changing.
Y'all. I'm about to go stand in the mirror and sing that song.
Talking.
Oh, do the, what was we doing in the car?
What?
Oh, no, we were doing it here. What are you singing? And I was echoing you. Do it.
I forget what. You do it. I'll echo you.
I don't remember either. That's how we need to start it off.
Yeah, trying to hang me out the
A deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, far long, long way to run.
Sound of Music. It's a great movie.
So a needle pulling thread.
Y'all don't understand. She was really about that life in high school.
I was in Corral, y'all.
Corral.
The only black, well, doing it this. Was two black girls. Me and Asia.
Light skin. Never a dark skin girl.
Megan says that every time I bring it up. Colorism. Y'all were light skin. Colorism. They never put a brown skin girl. But you were the lionette.
Yeah, with white girl tights because they didn't make black girl tights.
We went to a white school, y'all. Well, this was a good episode.
I have to go look in the mirror. And get
I
my
have to go look in the mirror.
Yeah, get your shit together.
Same. You sew.
You so.
Me, you are so, like, literally in the
You're
mirror.
You're so. Get your together.
I've been working on the railroad.
I've been working on the railroad.
We did not need to sing that. That is a slave song. That's not funny, but you get so worked up. All the do-da-day. Jesus.
I ain't working on no damn railroad, I tell you that. No.
As the pastor said, you were born in this season because you could handle this season. I couldn't handle that. Harriet Tubman.
I got you. I didn't know where we were going. Got it.
First. Could handle that.
Shiggy-D.
One whip.
All these millennials and gens, whatever, all of our generation now, they'd be like, if I was back then, I would
okay.
Liar. You be the first one. Yes, master.
Please.
You be the
I beg of thee. There's one manual. It does not say.
Ooh. You would not be sitting there talking about revolution. You would be. You would not.
We would have been out there like, nigga.
This is some. Shit.
This is crazy.
How the hell are we going to get up out of here?
I'm not going.
I ain't getting with you. You saw what they did at birth? I will not.
Jesus.
Picking.
That's why we on Instagram.
But that's why we're
That's why we're
now,
in this season.
Because he didn't. He,
he knew. He knew.
God almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my Jesus.
God, thank you.
Thank you for my ancestors that did not give up.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We have to get better. They did not do all this
for us to be shaking our ass on the internet.
And there are videos of me doing that.
Ooh, aren't there?
And there might be a few more. That is mind-blowing to think. I'm sweating thinking about
it. I just, ooh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you to
our family, our heritage, our ancestors who had to endure.
Family, that if they would have never made it, we wouldn't be here. If they did not fight to make it, we would not be here.
Or if they didn't endure, just endure it and take it.
But you know what that means? It's in us to be resilient, to never give up, to fight, all of those things in a different way.
To withstand.
To withstand. Yeah. It's, ooh, all right. How did we get on slaves?
Lord have mercy. You
said, thinking about that?
Lord. Running for your life. Harriet Tubman had these people out in the wilderness.
And some people didn't go. They didn't even know they were free. They didn't even know. Their mind. They didn't even go. This lady is freeing y'all. And you, I'm going to just stay. I'm scared. Fear. Fear.
Because if they catch us out here, they're going to kill us.
Ooh, Lord.
I'd rather stay bound than dead. That's how they felt. I'd rather stay enslaved than Jesus. Die.
But thank God for the ones that died for something. They had to die for our freedom. This is a whole nother.
And Harriet Tubman was led by Jesus.
Jesus himself. Christ.
The Holy Spirit.
Ooh, kicked her, knocked her out there,
woke her up, showed her stuff, visions. And
what? She was a prophet.
A prophet. Are you kidding me? Did you watch Harriet?
Did I? I was weeping.
Weeping.
In that movie theater. Weeping.
What's like, the song?
I don't know.
It gives me chills.
We need to watch that again. I just watched 12 Years a Slave.
Yuck. I can't watch slave movies.
She doesn't like slave movies. I love them because of the history, learning about the history and knowing that our people went through that and what, like, it's just mind-blowing to me. I love watching slave movies. It's important. I know. Anyway.
That's your journey.
I know. It motivates me and it encourages me and it's just like, it helps you be very, very, very grateful. They're very hard to watch though.
Mm-hmm.
They're very difficult to watch.
I can't do it.
And even the actors in them, real quick, Emancipation with Will Smith, mm-hmm. the white guy that played his slave master didn't talk to him the whole time they filmed until the day they ended the movie and yelled cut, "Hey, Will." Never spoke to Will Smith the whole time. Stayed in his trailer, didn't talk to him. There was like an interview of Will talking about it, but just to get in that mindset, an actor having to do that in the times we're in now.
Mm-mm.
Love you guys. I don't know how we got off on that, but shout out to our ancestors that paved the way and God leading them.
And thank you, Lord, for not putting me there.
Thank you, God.
Ooh, but think about all the generations that are coming after us. I was like, ooh,
God. Thank God. I wasn't on the internet.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Ooh, thank you, Lord. All right,
you guys,
y'all.
Make sure you sign up for our Patreon where you can get all exclusive access. I couldn't believe that. Let me finish the outro.
I'm sorry.
Sign up for our Patreon where you can get all exclusive content. You can listen and see the episode first. A lot of BTS behind the scenes
vlogs,
all the special stuff,
written blogs.
Yeah, all cool things on our Patreon account. Make sure you sign, like, subscribe, share this video, share the reels, and share our pages, and
help us push y'all.
Help us push.
We're pushing KFS, and we want to build this community. We love you guys.
We love you guys.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.